goes like this.
Welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Thank you, man of God.
You are welcome.
Well, I would like to say this evening, good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. This is 52 Weeks of Love, week four, hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to welcome and thank each of you tonight that have tuned in. I pray that the word of God will minister grace to you and bring you closer to God of our salvation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you today. And we praise your name, Father. And we glorify you today, Lord. We glorify your name tonight. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. Because you said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, we shall. Shall is a promise. God promised us everlasting life. And I thank him. I thank God for what he's already done. I thank him for what he's doing. And I thank him for what he's going to do in 2018, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise your name. And I glorify you. And I magnify you. And I lift you up tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And hallelujah. Those who have their Bibles, would you turn your Bibles with me to 1 Peter, the first chapter, and verse 19. And it reads, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot. Let me read that again. That's 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 19. And it reads, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot. And I want to use for a topic or a subject from that verse, there is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Amen. There's a song we used to sing, and it goes like this. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that can make me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, saints. I said, oh, hallelujah, saints of God. Only God, our Father, could have a plan so great. Let me say that again. Oh, saints of God, only God, our Father, could have a plan so great. According to the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish or shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That word shall is a promise. God promised us eternal life, y'all. Hallelujah. Not only did the Father send Jesus, but he had to go through and to hell for us. Let me say that one more time. Not only did the Father send Jesus, but he had to go through and to hell for us. The Bible declares that he was beaten, spit upon, denied, criticized, whipped with 39 stripes on his back. And I was reading that, and I was studying that, and I could just see them whipping him across the back, ripping the flesh from his back. Those was the 39 stripes that Jesus took on for us, for our healing, amen? And then they say they put a crown, a thorn on his head. And they pierced him in his side. And the Bible says in John, the 19th chapter, verses 34, but one of the soldiers with a spear, one of the soldiers with a spear, pierced Jesus in his side. Hallelujah. For with came there out blood and water. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verses 22 says, and almost all things are by the law, purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Thank you, Jesus. God knew when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, already knew that his son was going to have to come. So you see, back in the Old Testament days, they used the blood of animals as a sacrifice for sin. But it only had power for that one time. Only for that one time. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 4 says, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Only Jesus can take away your sin, not bulls and goats. Only Jesus can take away your sin. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, but the power in the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about the power to cleanse the entire world from their sin. That's power. I say that's power. And guess what? The blood never lost its power. The blood never lost its power, because the blood still works. I say the blood still works. Thank you, Jesus. When we accept what Jesus did on the cross, we accept the blood that was shed for us. Isn't it amazing that something could remain so powerful after over 2,000 years ago? Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible, listen, saints, listen. The Bible declares in Revelation, the first chapter, verse 5 says, unto him that loves us and washed us from our sin in his own blood, glory to God. I say glory to God. Jesus loves us and washed us in his own blood. Power in the blood, saints. I say there's power in the blood, saints. Because the blood still works. I say the blood still works. Thank you, Lord God. And 1 Peter, the first chapter, verses 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot, he who knew no sin became sin for us. Let me say that again. This is Jesus. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us. What Jesus did for us, glory to his name, no other could do. Jesus was that lamb without spots or blemish. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. As I read about the blood in our bodies, saints of God, listen. Listen. As I read about the blood in our bodies, God is so amazing until it almost beyond words to try and describe just how amazing he is. Thank you, Father. It says that the blood delivers necessary sustenance, such a nutrient and oxygen to the cells, and then transport waste product away from those same cells. It also says the blood is circulated around the body through blood vessels by pumping actions of the heart. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus' blood. Listen, my brothers and my sisters. Jesus' blood is packed with power. I say Jesus' blood is packed with power. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus' blood is packed with power. Hallelujah, Jesus. In my study time, it says, number one, his blood redeemed us. According to Galatians 3:13, it says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So we are no longer under the law now. We are under grace and truth that came by Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was a price against us that we could not pay. But the blood of Jesus redeemed us. We've been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter, the first chapter, verses 18 to 19 says, For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you was redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Number two, his blood brings us into fellowship with God. Come on, somebody. I say his blood brings us into fellowship with God. According to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 13, it says, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who once was far away, brought near through the blood of Christ. You brought near through the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Without the blood of Christ, man is a long ways from God. Let me say that again. Without the blood of Christ, said Lord, man is a long ways from God, said Lord. Hey, Jesus. Without the blood of Christ, I'm talking about the blood tonight. Without the blood of Christ, man is a long ways from God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. His blood made peace with God. Man by nature is at war with God. And we can only come to God on his peace terms. The blood atonement. The blood atonement. God atoned for our sin. And the Bible says in Colossians 1, verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto him or to himself. And number four, his blood, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus' blood cleansed. Not only does it remove the punishment of sin, it removes the pollution. I don't care what sin you've committed. I'll say that again. I don't care what sin you committed. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Number five, His blood gives power over the devil. It's the blood that Satan fears. Y'all know Satan fears the blood of Jesus. He fears the blood. Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11 says, and they overcame him. Overcame who? Overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The devil doesn't want you to learn about the blood. He hates it. I say the devil don't want you to learn about the blood. He hates it. He hates the word blood. He don't want to hear you sing about the blood. He don't want you to talk about the blood. He hates the blood. He knows what the blood does. He knows. That's why he hates it. He hates the word blood. He hates, he don't want to hear you sing about the blood. You know they got that song, in blood, the blood, at the blood, at the cross where I first saw the light. And they got so much about the blood, and the devil don't want to hear you say nothing about the blood. But every time I hear you talk about the blood, every time I hear somebody talk about the blood, every time you mention the blood, oh, I get so excited about the blood. When Jesus hung there on the cross, like I said earlier, and they put the thorn, the crushes through his skull, blood came down. Blood is awesome. Blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I love to talk about the blood of Jesus. I love to talk about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus, it redeems us. I say the blood of Jesus, it redeems us. It cleans us. We have peace with God. We have power over the devil. According to Luke 10 and 19, it tells us, behold, I'm giving you power over the devil. So we have power over the devil, his demons, and all of his evil spirits. We have fellowship with God. Come on, somebody. Listen, saints of God. Listen, my people. We can be holy because of the blood. I said we can be holy because the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And I hear some people say, well, don't come here with that holy stuff because I can't live holy. I can't live like that. But the word says, be holy, for I am holy. That's in Peter. We can be holy. We can live a holy life. We can live a righteous life. We can live holy. We can be holy because of the blood, hey, Lord. Because of the blood, oh, God. Because of the blood, thank you, Jesus. And we know, hey, Lord, without holiness, no man shall see God, hey, Lord. Because of the blood, hey, Jesus. And we know, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say that again. The blood of Jesus, it redeems us, hey, Lord. It cleans us, yes, Lord. We have peace with God, amen. We have power over the devil, the demons, and all of his evil spirits. We have fellowship with God. We can be holy. Yes, we can. We can be holy. All I can hear them saying, holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. We can be holy. Don't let nobody tell you you can't be holy. Yes, you can. You can live a holy life. You can live a righteous life. You can live a life with Christ. Because of the blood, hey, Lord. because of the blood. Thank you, Jesus. And we know without holiness, without it, y'all, no man, no one can see the Lord. I said, Lord, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Wonder-working power. Dunamis power. Miraculous power. Holy Ghost power. 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 There's power in the blood of Jesus. If y'all listen to me, I'm talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Hey, Lord, thank you, Jesus. There's power. So much power. So much power. Power causes you to walk right. Power makes you live right. Power makes you holy. Power. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in the blood. Lord, thank you, Jesus. There's power in the blood. The blood of God. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So much power. I'm glad. I'm so glad that I received salvation. And I received the Holy Ghost, which is the power of God. I thank God. And I love him. And I praise him. And I thank you tonight. I thank everyone tonight. In my closing, I want to say there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Man of God, if you have anybody on the prayer line, I want a praise report or have a comment or whatever, I am Okoshidiba. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise him. I glorify him. I magnify him. And yes, I thank him for the power in the blood. So much power in the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. If you're there on the line, you want to press 1. I'm here to pray for you or with you. You have a testimony, a praise report. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. Yes. Yes, Lord. Anyone on the line? You have a praise report? You need me to pray with you or for you? You have a testimony? Or you have a comment? Press 1. Man of God, are you there? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, when you've been called to do things for God, or when you've been called to have a relationship with God, sometimes it just don't feel good. I mean, it's just downright uncomfortable from time to time. But in those tough times, I want you to keep it.
Hello.
You're back on, Evangelist.
I didn't know what had happened.
Your phone hung up.
Oh, I did, because I thought I was hung up. I didn't know. I was just asking if anyone there that needs prayer, I pray with them or for them, or did you have a praise report, a testimony, a comment? You want to open up the line, man of God?
Yes, Sharon, Sharon Moses, you're live on 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia. Sharon Moses? Oh, that's not Sharon. Wait a minute. Wait, no, that's Minister Carolyn. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Praise good evening,
Lord,
woman of God.
Good evening, Pastor and Evangelist. How are you guys both doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I wanted prayer tonight. I also have a testimony just about the love of God, that how daily I'm starting to get more hungry, and I see the invites to be on the thing, and I wake up in the morning to be on a prayer line. But I be so into the Bible that the time passed, and I'll be like, oh, I missed it. So I caught the end today, and I just want prayer for deliverance of anger, you know, that I be slow to anger, and I'm working on it. I've done a very, very good job the last couple of weeks, and also of gossiping, because I know if that I should take things to the throne and not the phone. I know that. And I'm aware of it, and I'm becoming convicted of it. And I want to learn how to pray for people as opposed to trying to give my opinion all the time about what they should or should not do, or what I could accept, or you know, how this person is doing them or how that, because that's gossip. It's gossip. And if I'm removing things, I want to remove everything that is not of God. I also need prayer to stop procrastinating. Sometimes the prayer line call, or sometimes I'm supposed to call in to do something, or for prayer, or things that I've set forth and put in motion for me to do. I need prayer for that. And also my eating habits. I've worked on them. I'm eating better, and I'm trying to detox my body. I need prayer for that. I just, I'm kind of all over the place, but those are the things that I need prayer for. And my testimony is that I'm alive. I'm above ground. I'm not dead. I'm not in jail, and I'm not in the hospital. And for that, and that alone, I want to thank the Lord. And those are my prayer requests.
Well, you know what, Minister Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say three things to you that you just mentioned. You say, thank God that you're not in jail. You're not in a hospital, and you're not dead. Well, guess what?
Yes.
Praise God. I'm glad that you're still on the land of the living. I'm glad you're still alive and you're not dead. I'm glad that you're not in the hospital. I'm glad that you're not in jail. I'm glad about all those things. And you said something about your anger. But what you need to do about your anger, you need to go to God and tell God, tell him your name. Tell him your name. I'm Callum. My name is Callum. That's my last name is Callum Hamilton. I am tired of being angry. I don't want to be like this, Lord. I don't want to keep getting angry. I don't want this attitude. Ask God to take that anger from you. Tell him to take it from you. I had a friend of mine working at the Blue Cross. And she always would call and she said, I got angry today, Sister Virginia. Those people's making me angry on my job. She said, I've been praying, asking God to help me with my anger. You got to go to God. I'm going to touch and agree with you that your anger deceives, that your anger leave you, that you don't keep getting angry. You tell God, you're tired of getting angry. You're tired of being like that. You don't want to live like that. You want to live a holy life. You want to live a righteous life. You want to live a clean life. And you want to live that life for Jesus Christ. Thank God. You're not dead. You're still alive. You're still on the land of the living. But you need to do something with your anger. But only somebody can help you with your anger or problem is God. It's only God can help you that you get an anger. I heard you talk about gossip. Don't be on the three-way anymore. Don't be on that three-way phone. Don't talk on the three-way phone. If somebody call you and they call you with something that you don't want to hear and that is not lining up with the word of God, you tell them you love them and you get off the phone. Hang it up. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. You know what you do three-way. Three-way get us in trouble. I know three ladies here was on the phone and the pastor heard everything they said. And then suddenly he told them what all they said. And he said, get off the three-way. Get off the phone with gossip because we heard it all. We heard it all. So what you do, Minister Taylor? Don't get on the phone when they call you and say, look, I need to say this. I need to share that. You know what? Look, I'm sorry, but I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to discuss that. I don't want to hear it. I love you, sister, but I have to hang up. And hang up the phone. Hang it up. And you know what? You have come a long way. And God will just use you. But you're going to have to let him use you. You're going to have to let him use you. He's not going to force himself on you. You let God come in and through you and have his way in you. You let God come in and take over and take control of your life. Because you got so much going for you. You have the word down on the inside of you. I hear you speak on a Saturday. I hear you when you come on. And you got it there. But the enemy don't want, you know what he does? Every time we hear the word, he right there to snatch the word out of our heart. He right there to snatch the word out of your heart. But don't let him do it. And man of God, if you got something you want to share with Minister Callum, would you go ahead and do it, please? Thank you, Lord.
No, that was sufficient. That was sufficient. Minister Terry, welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia.
Good evening, family. You know, I'm listening good evening, beautiful woman of God. I'm listening to you, the power in the precious blood of Christ. You know what?
Yes.
I was just saying there's no greater love than what Jesus did for each and every one of us, you know, because His blood is sacred, and you were breaking it down because blood, we know blood in our bodies is vital, but the blood of Jesus that covers us in our walks, our daily walks, it is vital too. That blood, there's power in that blood, and I thank you, beautiful sister, for the words you brought forth. You know, you gave some scriptures to go back and and read and meditate and get an understanding of, because the blood, his blood, he shed his blood for us. You know, he shed his blood. And we realize, you know, our blood but his blood for our salvation, so we could be
yes,
free,
Lord.
You know.
Come
we
on,
had
sister.
To just praise him and say, hallelujah, Jesus, because nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh,
that's
yes.
it, nothing but the blood,
it's
yes.
Precious blood.
Yes.
I say, glory
hallelujah.
To God, and we can't
thank
do
Jesus.
Nothing but praise him and thank him and love him and do
yes
the Father's will. Ooh,
that's it, my sister,
way.
Yes.
I
hallelujah.
Say, ooh, Jesus, we have to know him and know that
yes.
blood. The blood of Jesus. Ooh,
precious blood of
my
Jesus.
My God. The precious
blood of
Jesus. And look,
it won't lose its power. It won't lose its power.
It won't lose its power. You
no, it won't.
Leave.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And thank
praise
you. Thank
you,
Joel. Thank you.
I love you, beautiful sister. I love you
I
all,
love you
family.
Too, Minister
Terry. Mr. Curl and all the listeners. Love you all, family.
Love you back.
Amen.
Amen, amen. There aren't any other callers. If you want to, any closing remarks and pray us out of here. God bless you. Excellent word tonight.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank him. I thank him and I praise him. I thank God and I praise him. I praise him for all he has done and for what he's doing and what he's going to continue to do. He started it on the cross, and he haven't finished. His work is, oh, Lord Jesus, God has done so much for us. He has done so much for us that we need to just look towards heaven and say, Father, anything that we may have said, done, or thought in our mind, we need to look towards heaven and say, Father, ask him to forgive us for our sins. Tell him to wash us, cleanse us, restore us. Ask him to do a work in our lives because we got some work to do. We got some work to do. Our work is not finished. We got some work to do, man of God. So we need to go to work like you say. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. And let's work while it's day. Because night sure is coming. And no man can work. Let's work now. Let's do the work. Let's do the work. And man of God, I thank you. And I thank everyone that was listening in tonight. That may have wanted to call. It might have been shy or whatever. So that's okay. God loves you. God loves you. And I love you too. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect. With a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.